There is a Holy Grail, folks, at least in the world of stamp collecting. And it's been the same stamp for over a century. The top dollar, most rare, Mona Lisa, Last Supper, Caravaggio, all rolled into one in the world of philately. The priceless 1856 British Guiana 1 cent magenta. It went on the auction block last night, went for a nearly priceless $9.5 million, short of the estimated price of $10 to $20 million. Sometimes those folks at Sotheby's can get a little carried away. The stamp hasn't been seen publicly since 1986, the last time its owner, the late John E. DuPont of the DuPont Chemical fortune, showed it off. He died while in prison serving a sentence for murder. Joining us now to explain the 1 cent magenta's long history and interesting story is Daniel Piazza, curator of philately at the Smithsonian National Postal Museum. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So did you actually put your hands on a British Guiana 1 cent magenta? That's the ultimate stamp of all time?
It is. It is sort of the ultimate stamp, and especially after last night's sale and the tremendous price realization that it brought. But I'm sorry to say I've never actually put my hands on it, no.
$9.5 million, and that includes fees and tax and all that. But
right.
Why is it worth that much?
Well, the hammer price of the stamp was $7.9 million, which is remarkable. It's three times the realization of the next most expensive stamps that have sold in recent years, and it's 10 times what this particular stamp sold for the last time it was offered in 1980. So, you know, it's a combination of things, I think, a perfect storm, if you will, of things that make a stamp valuable. Rarity, certainly, and in this case, it can't get any rarer. The stamp is unique. There are no other known copies. A great history, and then just a remarkable provenance of exciting and interesting stamp collectors who've owned the piece over the years.
In its day of 1856, would this 1 cent magenta have attracted any attention at all?
It didn't, really, and that's one of the remarkable things. It was years before the stamp was even discovered. Stamps themselves were brand new at the time the stamp was issued. The world's first postage stamp was issued in 1840. The United States didn't issue its first postage stamps until 1847. So this is really in the infancy of stamps and stamp collecting. There wasn't a lot of information about it, and it wasn't until many years later that it was discovered among some papers and correspondence by a schoolboy who very proudly kept it in his collection until he sold it. And since then, the realizations have just skyrocketed.
So that's the beginning of the story of its rarity. But then there's a whole provenance of this stamp, of its finding its way into the possession of some, shall we say, eccentric characters.
So the first really notable collector to own the stamp was a man named Count Ferrari in Italy. He was a voracious collector of all the world's stamps, had assembled probably the world's best stamp collection up until that point, and he willed it to the German government for their postal museum. And this was right around the time of World War I. And so after the war, the French government seized the stamp and the rest of Ferrari's collection as part of war reparations. So that's the first sort of notable incident, really, in the life of the stamp where it gets caught up in a controversy or an intrigue.
And then the owner who, just prior to this auction, is no longer with us, but he's an eccentric in his own right.
Well, he died in prison,
right.
And where he was serving a lengthy prison term for murder. He owned the stamp for about 16 or 17 years before he went to prison and showed it pretty frequently at stamp shows. But the last time he exhibited it was here in the United States in 1986 and then one more time after that in 1987. So most people until this sale really hadn't seen the stamp in 25 years.
So who do we think owns it now?
We really don't know who bought it. It could be a collector who's quietly going to amass their own famous collection of British Guiana or British Empire stamps. It could be maybe a businessman who sees it as a good investment. Maybe it's a Silicon Valley .com billionaire who wants to have something fun to show his friends at dinner parties. There's really no way of knowing. We'll all just have to wait and see.
Daniel Piazza is curator of philately at the Smithsonian National Postal Museum. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
You can see a photo of this $1 million stamp. Visit thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.